Turn now to this month's success story, Lipstick. Over the centuries, lipstick has been linked to everything from sorcery and seduction to patriotism and female empowerment. Time to find out more about its colorful history.
The meaning of red lips. In ancient Egypt, and even longer ago in ancient Sumer, red lips were a prerequisite of style. High-class men and women decorated their lips with powdered semi-precious stones, crushed ants, and, unfortunately, toxic mixtures of iodine and other chemicals that occasionally proved lethal. The lower classes were not allowed to decorate their lips, which, at least, was good for their health. But in ancient Greece, red lips had the opposite meaning. Prostitutes were legally obliged to colour their lips red to distinguish themselves from respectable women.
The science of attraction. A study by the University of Manchester found that men stare at women wearing red lipstick for an average of 7.3 seconds. Pink lipstick is only a little less fascinating to them, as they will stare for an average of 6.7 seconds. Women with bare lips only hold their attention for an average of 2.2 seconds. This probably doesn't say good things about male intelligence.
Criminal seduction. For most of the second millennium, the church considered it a sin for a woman to colour her lips, as she was trying to improve on God's creation. In reality, she was probably a sorceress. Indeed, the use of lipstick was legally defined as a form of witchcraft in Renaissance England. Attitudes didn't get much more relaxed with the colonization of America, where several states had laws declaring that a marriage could be annulled if the woman had tricked her husband into marriage by wearing lipstick.
Liberate the lip. Everything changed in the 20th century, thanks to the suffragettes. As part of their rebellion against centuries of male oppression, suffragettes in America and Britain wore lipstick as a political statement. Women should be free to express themselves, and not only at the ballot box. In a brilliant marketing tactic, American cosmetician Elizabeth Arden handed out red lipstick to suffragettes as they marched through New York in 1912. The shade became part of their standard rally uniform and a symbol of female emancipation. Soon, silent movie stars were popularizing the look among ordinary women. And by the 1930s, American Vogue was declaring lipstick to be the most important cosmetic for women.
Good for wartime morale. Adolf Hitler detested red lipstick. That was enough to make wearing it a patriotic act for British and American women during the Second World War. With many of them working in factories with masculine clothing and short hair, it was also a way for them to assert their femininity. In fact, the US government insisted that lipstick be stocked in factory dressing rooms to keep up morale and boost efficiency. In war-devastated Britain, meanwhile, lipstick was the only form of cosmetic not subject to rationing, as Winston Churchill believed it was essential for national morale. After the war, lipstick enjoyed its golden age, with around 98% of women in the USA habitually using it, before it began to fall out of fashion in the 1960s.
The COVID crisis. In an economic crisis, consumers cut back on expenditure. But lipstick sales generally go up as women allow themselves a little treat to improve their mood. Economists call this the lipstick index. The pandemic has changed that, however, as lipstick sales have crashed due to people wearing masks. Sales of eye makeup, however, are up by 204%. Plus ça change.